city to city, state to state, worldwide. You are listening to the In the Zone Network.
Welcome to the city of brotherly love. For your dose of Sixers, Eagles, Flyers, and Phillies, national sports, and more, you've come to the right place. This is In the Zone Philly with the King of Mount Airy.
Oh, Lord, it's live. It's In the Zone Philly. Oh, let that thing fade. Is it recording? As long as it's recording, I don't have a care in the world. Good afternoon, live. It's In the Zone from the Philly studios. We have a major announcement coming up in just a few. But first, let me shout out my squad, the In the Zone Network. That's at NTZ Network, at Girl Chat Sports, at The Plugs WGMU, at Carp Comis Show, and at In the Zone Show. That's In the Zone, city to city, state to state, worldwide, live at InTheZoneNetwork.podomatic.com. That's easy. That's easy. By the way, when you look up the website at In the Zone Network, the young lady who somehow, and I can't figure out how she became, I really can't figure out how she became the proto profile for In the Zone Network. I have no clue. My producer over here, right? Styles Flyley. Yo, you see that picture? Do you have any clue as to why she became the flagship photograph for In the Zone Network? I can't guess it. You got to look it up. And then explain to me, because there's a comment section on the bottom of this page. Explain to me why she is the photograph that was chosen to represent at NTZ Network. How is that possible? At In the Zone Show. WordPress.com. Why not me? No, really. Why not me? I'm not pretty enough. Is there something wrong here? Is there a reason why she became? Anyway, I'm Mount Airy Phil, coming to you live from the In the Zone Philly studios. My producer is so fly, and I love this. And we have so much to get to at In the Zone Philly this weekend. Let me just start with. Can I start with the Sixers? May I start with the Sixers? Because no one has been more on board than I have. I have chosen the process. I have embraced the process. I don't really have a choice, but I've embraced the process and celebrated, suffered, and continued to ride. But let's talk about, there's a couple things Sixers that we need to cover on the Philly segment of at In the Zone Show. Now, I have to do this because Palmer says that in St. Louis, they like the Sixers updates. That's hot to me because that means, and I've said this before, this is not new. I truly believe St. Louis should have an NBA team. There's no reason why you don't. You should be next. It should be Seattle and St. Louis as a tandem going in. Let's talk some Sixers basketball. Sixers won more games in January than they did in the entire, they won as many games in the month of January as they did the entire season last year. Sixers go 10-5. Joel Embiid is the Eastern Conference Rookie of the Month again. I think he's been the Rookie of the Month every year. But here's the flip side of this. Sarek's going to win the Rookie of the Year simply because he's now getting more minutes. Because without Embiid on the floor, Sarek is actually Dario Sarek, import Australia, Singapore, whatever fucking country he came from. Everyone questioned. He stayed there for 2 years. Now he's here. Look up his numbers. He's shooting 50% from the floor, 38% from the three-point line. He's averaging 7 boards a game. He's one of the 8 players in the NBA who since January 1st has averaged 19 points, 6 boards, 4 steals, 4 rebounds? What the hell? Either way, his numbers are superlative. He's well on his way to changing the future of Ilian Ilyasova, who was such a great fit here in Philadelphia early with Embiid because he was able to help the spacing and allow Joel Embiid to play either the high post, that far corner where he can retrieve, catch, and throw up a three, or also allows him to cut to the basket for a quick give-and-go, basket Sixers, and a foul. Because that's all that can happen. There's nothing greater than the night Embiid was like, yo, you can't guard me. You can't stop me. Stop playing. Get out the way. It's such a great future here. So with that in mind, let's cover a couple Sixers quick points before we move into the rest of the show. One, Ben Simmons should not play this year. Wrap that foot in Golame, wrap it in a hoagie roll, slather it in lettuce, tomatoes, and pickles, and then buy a six-month supply of bubble wrap, and we'll see the future. And that's my name for Big Ben, the future. The future plus the process. The process of the future. Plus, I have six more first-round picks between now and 2020. I'm not partisan. I don't get, unless this is the very first time you've listened to In the Zone, you should know already that I could give a flying fuck about the rest of this league. I'm a Sixers fan from beginning to end, born and I will die with them. So I'll see the future in October 17. Do I want to see him play this year? Yup, but it's not necessarily this season. We are not making the playoffs, and I have, and everybody, every Sixers fan knows and has embraced the tanking process, some of us by choice and proximate chance of long-term success, and that's where I come in, some because they realize Sixers management just weren't going to make an effort anyway to win, so let's just ride this shit out, so maybe we take the long way home, but eventually we get there. He's 19. That's Ben Simmons. He's 19, 6'8", 235, prototype, excuse me, 6'10", 235, prototype NBA body, NFL body was probably closer to the truth. Now, here's where I finally part company with the Sixers management. What they've now done in the phenomenal mismanagement of Jahlil Okafor and his current trade value is criminal. And it's going to culminate in leaving him. And no, actually it culminated last week when the Sixers fly to New Orleans and what was the second leg of that two-game swing? Was it the Orlando? Either way, the Sixers come up with a very improbable win in New Orleans and come home on a high. But they left Jahlil Okafor off the team plane and kind of announced without announcing that there was a deal imminent and Okafor would not be here anymore. But the trade didn't happen and now Okafor is back on the active roster and playing. This is such a... Listen, this is criminal. Leaving him home... It kind of implies that the deal was imminent, but in doing so, and the manner in which you've embraced this entire process has done nothing to enhance its value or help endure that you have the optimum opportunity of recouping the investment of the second overall pick that you also tanked for, Yaret. Fuck you, Brian Colangelo. You steered this ship like Gilligan. And now the franchise is stranded on the rocks and only Jahlil Okafor, and let's be honest, the player who you're trading because of off-the-court issues and other problems that you foresee in the future has handled this more professionally than you have. He's been very professional through this entire process, has not said a negative word. Meanwhile, the player who you want to keep, Nerlens Noel, actively committed mutiny when you benched him. So if I'm his age and I'm like 19 and I'm ready to go, fuck it, trade me, Sixers. Oh, by the way, I don't have a problem with... That's enough with Okafor. Let me switch to Joel Embiid for 1 second real quick. We've covered Simmons and Okafor. Joel Embiid must be addressed. I don't have a problem. Do I have a problem with... Joel Embiid dancing at the Meek Mill concert last week? Hell no. If I was his age, 7'2", 290, with the world in my hands and Philadelphia on my back, I'd probably be dancing in rehab. Shut the fuck up, haters. Here's my message from Joel Embiid. Is that live? All right, so let's do this. There it is. Let's dance. Joel Embiid. Come on now. My producer's looking at me, and I love this. My producer looks at me like, so... Why are you shocked that I'm offended by this? You shouldn't be offended. You didn't endure the 40 years of losing that I did. You didn't endure the 78 Portland Trailblazers being down 3-1 and beat me on my home floor for the NBA title. You did not endure Magic Johnson coming in 1980 and putting 42 points on the board without Kareem in the lineup, and I'm losing the NBA title and crying like a baby. So don't look at me like that. All right, so before we get to the next segment at In The Zone Show, so this is live and I love it, and I'd love to hear your comments right underneath there, inthezoneshow.wordpress.com. Everything you need is on the board. Comment. I want to hear what you think. I want to know what you believe about this segment. But before we wrap up our segment here this week, Valentine's Day week. Oh, how was it for you? Tell me that too in the comment section. Next week at In The Zone Philly, we're going to talk Eagles free agency, the possibility of DeSean Jackson coming back into the Eagles nest, Connor Barwin, Michael Kendricks, Jason Peters, not all free agents, but kind of in that free agent NFL zone where I can cut you and not get a tremendous hack on my salary cap. Jason Peters, obviously one. I'm not bringing Connor Barwin back. He doesn't fit in this defense. That's clear. And I love Connor Barwin because how many Eagles players take the Broad Street subway to the game? How many Eagles players get on that Race and Vine every Sunday morning and take the Eagles, take the Eagles Express. The Eagles Express doesn't come till 1 o'clock or 12:40 for the 1 o'clock game. Either way, Connor Barwin takes the subway to the game. I love him. He's very productive his first 2 years. Defense doesn't fit him. You have to cut him. And I'm sorry about that. Michael Kendricks has never played up to his expectations. Again, he does not fit in this defense. If anything, I'm cutting Michael Kendricks and moving Vinnie Curry back to the linebacker spot and standing him up and letting him rush the passer from there. What the fuck am I seeing that other people don't see? So let me take a quick break right here on the other side. I want to introduce a really intriguing question I got in my email, and I think my answer is going to surprise you. But on my left, I have the Mount Airy Assassins. She's going to address the other side of this question next at In The Zone Network.
Girl, I must warn you, I sense something strange in my mind.
Yo,
situation is, let's cure it cause we're running.
Palmer Alexander for the Inner Zone Sports Show. Want to tell you about our sponsor at Gossip Pasta. Now she's at a new location at 291 Chesterfield Mall Food Court. She's open 7 days a week. Make sure you get in on all of the goodness. And don't forget the food is made with a bunch of love. Only at Gossip Pasta. The food's so good, it'll make you say, Shatorta, give it to him, queen.
City to city, state to state. Internationally, Gossip Pastas is always in the zone.
My Blooming Health Mobile is a concierge clinical lab serving Missouri and Illinois. We bring the lab to you. Elderly, disabled, or just too busy to stop to get your blood work done, we will bring the lab to you. For your privacy and convenience, we are also available for your drug testing and DNA paternity needs. Allow us to bring you comfort by bringing the lab to you. We are also available for employer drug screenings. You may reach us at www.mybloominghealth.com or 314-942-3272. That's 314-942-3272.
This is Melantha Witherspoon with Take a Trip Travel, and we love to plan family vacations, honeymoons, girlfriend getaways, with a great deal of experience with group travel and destination weddings. We can be reached at 314-369-7025 or taketriptravel@gmail.com. That is taketriptravel@gmail.com.
What I really like about Melissa and what she brings to In The Zone, what she brings to the network, is that she's very knowledgeable about sports. She had her own thing going out there with Girl Chat Sports, and I really like what I saw. I like the production. I like the packaging of it. I liked everything. And then when she came on In The Zone and then a light went off, I'm saying, hey, wait a minute, you know, here was an opportunity for us to be able to branch off and be able to start something new in a market that's really starving for our brand of sports and entertainment. So it's been a go ever since. I love what she brings to the table. She's very smart. She's quick on her feet. And again, that's just another piece to the puzzle. You know, In The Zone has grown more than I would have ever imagined. I mean, me and Arlington started doing it. We didn't even know it was going to be to this extent, but here we are now, a year later. And that's just a beautiful thing that we were able to grow. And I'm just glad to have somebody like that a part of the family.
City to city, state to state, worldwide, you are in the zone, baby.
You're listening to the King of Mount Airy on In the Zone Philly.
There it is. And again, the Sixers win. Shut up, you haters. I love Joel Embiid's Let's Dance message. Now joining us to discuss the new edition saga, because I have to do this. I'm not just a radio sports host. I'm a pulp. Pop. Did I say pulp? I'm a pop culture host. And I love this one. Here's the biggest question. I got this in my email like 10 times because they know I'm in love. New Edition versus Straight Outta Compton. I'm going New Edition. I have to. I got to go New Edition because I think that they're the only black group. When you talk about the boy groups, and I guess it's, who else is it? The Temptations? New Edition? Who's the other group? Temptations, New Edition, and no, there's one more. Temptations, who? No, you can say that out loud. The Jackson 5, the Mount Airy Assassin, who will join us in a moment right on the microphone. Of course. I don't know why it was blocking out my head, but that's what I was thinking. The Jackson 5. But of all of them, which one of them made more money separate than together? Then New Edition, Johnny Gill, Platinum Record. Ralph Tresvant, Platinum Record. Bobby Brown, multi-platinum records. Bobby Brown made people walk around the streets. Come on now, Assassin. Bobby Brown had people walking around the streets wearing biker shorts. Am I lying? Bobby Brown had people walking around, had mail carriers on there with fanny packs. Mount Airy Assassin, Bobby Brown had people walking around. Your mail carrier delivered your mail wearing blue biker shorts and a fanny pack and dropped your mail off. And that's the impact that New Edition had. But if you look at what they did post-separation, BBD, I think, made more money and sold more records and influence more groups. Boys the Man, ABC, BBD, the East Coast Family. Sold more records than anybody else in the history of black hip-hop, swing, new jack, pop culture, anybody else.
Can't none of them touch what Dr. Dre has done and the empire he has amassed, nor what Ice Cube has done and what he has amassed. And you cannot compare Dr. Dre, Ice Cube, Eazy-E to Bobby, Ricky, and Mike.
And that's a great point. See, I didn't see that coming. I swear, I didn't see that coming. Now I feel ambushed. I feel set up. And I feel set up by my producer. And that's a great point because Andre Young just sold Beats by Dre for $300 billion?
Yes, he did.
$300 billion, but it's some crazy number that ends in billion.
That's right.
That ends in billion. Hold on, Assassin. You can't quantify billion.
And you can't compare the impact they had on exposing the culture of a community and a neighborhood that stretched across the nation to Europeans, to white Americans, and everybody else.
To a little hip-hop dance group.
To a little hip-hop dance group.
I feel embarrassed. I feel so embarrassed by the Mount Airy Assassin tonight. Great point. There's no way to argue that.
There's absolutely no way to argue that. I want to because as an East Coaster, I'm a party boy. And I always love the fact that they brought the party. So you're actually talking two separate cultures. Hold on. You're talking a groundbreaking culture on the West Coast where it went from dollar parties to swap meets and hustling and getting fucked by Jerry Heller. And I can say that on In the Zone Network podcast.
And if you add to that the introduction of Snoop and Tupac, come on now.
And hold on. What about me, Chalet? There's something in my heart. There's something in my heart. I can do that. Because and now I'm starting to argue. This is how you know you lost. When you start arguing the opposition's point, throw in the dog pound. Throw in the dog pound, right, which I used to listen to daily on the way to work. Throw in the dog. There's something about being a dog pound gangster. Throw in Daz. Throw in Corrupt. Throw in Sam Snead. Yeah. This is how you know you lost when you're arguing the point. So let's wrap this up. My name is Assassin. I want to thank you for appearing. You win. No. It's like, yo, you got pinned, and now you got to congratulate the person who dropped the 747 on you. It's over. It's a wrap. No. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. So thank you for appearing at In the Zone Network. And there it is. That's this episode live from the Philly studios again. Follow us at In the Zone Network at WordPress.com. And again, I want to thank my producer. He is the great Felipe Dos. You can follow him at LeroyVito.com. That's at LeeRoyVeto. He's got a lot of great new music coming out. You can follow him on SoundCloud at LeroyVito. It's not a mistake. It's linear. So it's really easy to pick up. And again, I want to thank you, Leroy Vito. And of course, to our my CEO, the great at the legend Kill. And a kill is still a kill with just one L. Palmer Alexander. And I'm Phil from Mount Airy. Peace.
Palmer Alexander for the In the Zone Sports Show. Want to tell you about our sponsor at Gossip Pasta. Now she's at a new location at 291 Chesterfield Mall Food Court. She's open 7 days a week. Make sure you get in on all of the goodness. And don't forget the food is made with a bunch of love. Only at Gossip Pasta. The food's so good, it'll make you say, Shatorta, give it to him, queen.
City to city, state to state. Internationally, Gossip Pastas is always in the zone.
This is Melantha Witherspoon with Take a Trip Travel, and we love to plan family vacations, honeymoons, girlfriend getaways, with a great deal of experience with group travel and destination weddings. We can be reached at 314-369-7025 or taketriptravel@gmail.com. That is taketriptravel@gmail.com.
Dr. EJ's Fitness Bootcamp provides text weight loss coaching, meal reminders, and workouts sent to your phone. Never forget to eat again. Here's Dr. Ebony January to tell you more about it.
I was motivated by my patients and colleagues to develop this program. I realized how weight affected my practice and limited the things that I could do for my patients. So I started giving my patients and others tips and suggestions on eating right. They loved it. The problem, however, was follow-up. I knew that I couldn't be with my patients and friends 100% of the time. So I thought about how I could help patients become healthier, stay on top of them, all while being a busy physician. I realized that the best way to coach them through this process was through text. With my program, I literally text you when and what to eat several times per day, along with specific workouts. I call it text coaching.
You can go to our website at www.drej.com. Or follow her on YouTube at Dr. EJ, Instagram at Dr. EJ Bootcamp, or on Facebook at Dr. EJ.